This is a presentation of Dawn Forge Productions.
You're listening to All Things Azeroth, episode 638, Hoof Floaties.
Today's sponsor is Audible. Get a free audiobook download at bit.ly/ATABooks2019. That's bit.ly/ATABooks2019. Over 200,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. We're also sponsored by Funko, maker of the world's broadest selection of vinyl figures, from Pops Adorbs, rides to mugs, and so much more. Check them out at bit.ly/FunkoATA.
Coming to you from the exotic land known as Canada, you're listening to another episode of All Things Azeroth. Now presenting your hosts, the always stalwart and honorable Medros, the commander of the Fel and master of demons, Fandeth, the still the meat shield, Toasty, and the High Priestess of the Everlight, Allie.
But I'm not from Canada.
It's okay, we'll make it work. You're an honorary Canadian. Ahem. Bringing you your news from the World of Warcraft, this is All Things Azeroth. And hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of All Things Azeroth. I am not Medros. Obviously. Medros, unfortunately, is feeling a little under the weather, but I'm Toasty. And to fill in for Medros this week, we have Zeph. How you doing, Zeph?
Absolutely wonderful. How are you, Toasty?
I'm doing good. Playoff hockey is in full swing, and I'm loving every minute of it.
Yeah, I know. And baseball season's here, and I start swearing at the TV, much like Toasty does during hockey season. It's fabulous.
And we have Allie here. How you doing, Allie?
Hello, I'm good. And you are right. Playoff season is here for hockey. And I promise to not be distracted when my team starts in half an hour for game 3. Yeah. I'm good, though. It's been a great week in WoW with lots of great things going on and good info coming out. And I'm super excited.
Well, that's good to hear.
Plus, Game of Thrones started again, so I can't really complain about that.
Oh, so good. I'm loving it.
Yes.
I had to make the hard choice last night between Game of Thrones and hockey. I chose hockey. I have no regrets about that. I had to wait until the rebroadcast for Game of Thrones.
You just had to, you know, avoid spoilers and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I just, like, put my phone down and, like, didn't go on Twitter. Didn't sit on my computer. I just watched another YouTube video while I waited for the rebroadcast to start.
There you go. Yep, it was good. No spoilers, obviously. Just, it was good. That's all.
Yeah. Well, since you brought up your week in WoW already, what did you get up to in WoW this week?
Oh my goodness, what didn't I get up to this week? So, my raid team finally got through Heroic Conclave, which we've been struggling with for a few weeks, so I was super excited.
Congratulations.
And then, a few shots later, we downed Heroic Rosticon. So that was awesome. I didn't get any ups or anything, but the fact that we were able to finally get through all that after weeks and weeks of trying was really good and really exciting, because those are a couple tricky fights. So we did that. I had fun raiding with the Rubber Chicken Coalition of CTR, which Zeph is a member of and she'll talk about. So that's always a good time.
Rubber chickens for the win.
I did the new Zalatath questline, which was everything I wanted it to be and more as a Shadow Priest. And I was very happy. There's some extra... I won't go into spoilers because not everyone's done it yet.
Yes. I'm not done with it. So please, yeah, no spoilies.
All I'm going to say is I really appreciated that there was a little bit of extra dialogue for Shadow Priests, because I watched my husband do it too, so I kind of got to see the differences. And there was some extra dialogue, and just that individualism felt really good. Like, they didn't need to take the time to do that, but the fact that they pay that much attention to detail like that was pretty cool and made me feel good as a priest, knowing that these things are happening.
Well, I mean, it would have been kind of sucky if Naifu didn't acknowledge you at all.
Yeah,
I mean, Naifu, my sweet, my precious.
Yeah, like Naifu is in the banks of every Shadow Priest that was around for Legion, and all of a sudden we're doing things with it after spending a whole experience talking to it and with it.
I've had it transmogged for at least a month.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good. So that was awesome. Zeph, you should finish it. Anyone who's, whether you're Shadow Priest or not, should go do that quest line, especially the end of it. And I won't say anything, but when you get to the last section of it, take a moment to look around and take in the art and the ambiance of the room, because it's phenomenal. It's so good. They did a really good job. And the last thing I'm going to say about that is I'm keeping it. And if you've done the quest, you know what that means. And that's all I'm going to say.
Or if you went ahead and watched the spoiler videos.
Or that too.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about there.
Yeah, it was a great week in WoW, and we're up to a new week now. Oh, and I rode the roller coaster.
Roller coaster!
Which is awesome. So yeah, it just overall it was a great week, and I love all the new info we're going to be talking about today, and I'm just really excited about WoW right now.
Awesome.
Leslie, I sang that for you. Enjoy it.
Well, Zeph, what did you get up to this week?
Oh, lots of things. I'm always on top of my island expeditions and my world quest. And, of course, raiding the rubber chickens of CTR. Those guys are the best group of people, like, ever, other than you guys here. Like, I seriously mean that. We got Jaina down for the second time in normal, which is absolutely wonderful. And that's just before, you know, we get some new stuff. So, before we keep going with the show, though, there's one more thing I have to sing, I've been told by my Naifu. So, y'all ready for this? Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, dear Medros! Happy birthday to you! There you go.
Happy birthday, Medros!
Happy birthday, Medros.
Poor guy's sick for his birthday, but... Happy birthday. Extra happy birthday is because you're sick.
And cupcakes and love and all that stuff and pixie dust and Naifu is coming for you, so you better run.
Why are you trying to stab him on his birthday, dude?
Hey, it's not me, it's Naifu. How about you, Toasty?
This week in WoW, I did my usual world quest stuff. That's pretty boring because I get literally nothing from it except artifact power, which is fine. I'm still actively avoiding that Circle of Life Tortolan quest because I'm not killing any turtles.
But it's so fun. Naifu loves it.
Yeah, well, Naifu can suck it. I leveled up my druid a little bit. Got playing around on him for a bit. I think I got about halfway through. What's the name of that zone now? Valshara, the druid heavy zone in Legion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, got about halfway through that. And then I played on my paladin for a bit. I queued up Saturday morning for a bunch of dungeons, and because I felt like being like extra glutton for punishment, I queued as tank and opened myself up for abuse.
Everyone heard it. Queued as tank.
I was in the mood that I was in really crappy mood that morning. So I just wanted to kill a bunch of things.
So how did it feel to be a meat shield?
I mean, I've tanked before, so it's fine. I just don't prefer it.
I mean, you're still our lovely meat shield here, Toasty. You're never going to live that down, so...
I know. I am upset by the sheer number of times I got Violet Hold. Oh my god. Like, I'm not one of the people who hates Violet Hold. I know some people, like, have strong opinions against Violet Hold. But I think I ended up running through that dungeon 4 times while I was playing.
I like Violet Hold.
Yeah, I mean, I love it. Not a lot of traveling, just run to the next portal. It's all very quick.
Yeah, exactly.
What's wrong with Violet Hold? Literally every group that I landed with that morning, like, oh my, I forgot that Violet Hold was a thing. Like, what's wrong with Violet Hold? Give me zero travel time. That's what I want. One thing that was annoying though was like I'd run to the next pack to getting ready to gather them all up, and for one group they were just constantly using the zap-a-mall items on the wall, which like is fine. It made it go faster, but I would have preferred that. I would have preferred to know they were planning on doing that right away, so I didn't bother running over there. But whatever, it's fine. So I think I'm at 68 on my paladin.
I'm a little bit further than you on my paladin. I have to work on that soon.
It was a productive morning though. And my druid is at 101. Not as productive on the druid, but a lot of time just tabbed out while I was playing. Like I do a couple of quests and then tab out.
You know, gotta watch those YouTube videos.
I wasn't even on YouTube, honestly. I don't remember what I think I was just trying to pick what kind of music I was in the mood to listen to. And like my music collection is large and varied. So I'd be hopping between like Avenged Sevenfold and Killswitch to Logic and New Found Glory.
Yeah. Don't feel too bad because I go to the gym and I throw on classical music, and then when I'm at home, I would like EBM all day. So I understand.
that is the one genre I don't have on here. That's never appealed to me. I think it's because my brother likes it.
Meh.
But yeah, that was my week. Just, you know, a lot more of the same that I've been doing for the past couple of weeks. So yeah, let's talk about our first sponsor.
Well, our newest sponsor is Funko. If you hadn't heard of them by name, you've definitely seen their products. They make collectible vinyl figures from a bunch of Blizzard universes. See, that's the reason why I don't do this normally. They make collectible vinyl figures from a bunch of Blizzard universes, Warcraft to Overwatch, Heroes to Diablo, and even more from outside the Blizzardverse, like Firefly, Star Trek, Star Wars, Doctor Who, Marvel, DC, Sherlock, Game of Thrones, and more. We like to highlight a Funko Pop each week, and this week Funko is Brigitte. She is fabulous, and I'm going to put it in the Discord. Personally, I think this is a great Funko because it shows her freckles. I love that little that little detail there. Like, it needed to be in there, so I think it is a great
that
one.
That is absolutely adorable. I agree with Resley. That's cute. I think I might just get her because my brother got me one of those big round fleece blankets, the Overwatch logo one, for Christmas. So I really enjoy it. My cat does too. But yeah, I would get this one.
Good. She got her shield and everything, and I think it's a really good one. Toasty, do you play much Brigitte?
Oh, my Brigitte is one of my favorite heroes, but like I play Brigitte, Lucio, Anna, Mercy, Moira. There's a pattern here. All support. I also play Zarya, Winston, D.Va.
I should be playing more Zarya too.
Like, I play a lot of tanks and healers just because nobody ever wants to play them.
Right.
But of the healers, I like going Brigitte the most, just because it appeals to my smash everything mindset.
Your angry playstyle.
Yeah. So I enjoy Brigitte.
She's pretty fun. I always forget that it's Brigitte. Brigitte. Even though there's like huge conversations that happened when she first came out on the proper way to say her name, I still mess it up. But that is part of being human. Also,
that's okay because, you know, you got the freckles, so it's fine.
Yeah, I think that's why I bond with her, because we got the whole freckles and everything, you know? Well, okay, Medras was pointing out in chat that if only that had been spelled with an A in the show notes, and it happened as I was saying it, so I thought you guys were trolling me because it has happened on numerous occasions. So there's that. Anyways, for you big Funko Pop fans, there's also apparently a new app out that actually lets you track your collection so you can see what you have, what you don't have, what you want to get, because, you know, like Pokemon, apparently you gotta catch them all. So stay tuned for that app. It's at funko.com/funko/.
Our friendly gnome put it in the Discord for us. So thank you, Presley.
All right, Presley. It's at funko.com/funko-app. So definitely check that out if you got a lot of Funkos and you know you need more. I know I personally just ordered a Game of Thrones one. It's Tyrion. I'm sure it's no surprise. So yeah, Funko is pretty great. And if you want to check out this Funko and many others, go to bit.ly/FunkoATA to check out their online shop and use Shop10 to save 10% on your entire purchase. That's bit.ly/FunkoATA and use Shop10 to save 10%. Thanks to Funko for their support of the show. Medris is making fun of me for buying Tyrion Funko Pop. All right, so this weekend of WoW, we have the Crucible Storms for Normal and Heroic, which launches on April 16th. Super excited. We have the Arena Skirmish bonus event from April 16th through April 22nd. And the PvP Brawl is a Wrathy Blizzard, the 16th to the 22nd. So be sure to check those out.
All right. So, as we talked about last week, they were doing a big content dump of 8.2 on a live stream featuring Jeremy Fiesel. And as a result, we have a whole bunch of information from 8.2. We've got info about dungeon and raid content. We've got info about the new Heart of Azeroth system. The big thing that I'm sure a lot of people care about is Pathfinder Part 2. There's also some class changes. There's some new and interesting things coming with the mounts. And there's also an interesting thing with trinkets that will be cool to explore. What kind of stood out for you guys in terms of the 8.2 content that we were shown on the live stream?
I think one of the larger things that the community is pointing out, other than trinkets, are the mount and mount equipment things that are happening. Because there's a lot of people upset, and I could sort of understand the saltiness, but at the same time, it's taking one thing away and putting in another. So I think overall it could be a good change. But of course, we don't have it yet. So we're not going to know any changes that could be made to that. So I'm looking forward to it because it's something different. I'm also looking forward to the flight because we've earned it. And we won it. So that's something that I'm excited for. The trinkets sort of sound cool. I have to look up the class state changes specifically to priests here because I haven't had a lot of time to read a lot of the notes for that. So I want to see how shadows affected specifically. And then I may be falling back into BGs. So I may want to dust off disc again for that. So I'm going to give it a shot, see what's going on. See how the class has actually changed since Legion, because I haven't actively played Discipline since last year of last expansion. So I've been a Shadow Priest the full time in BFA. So it should be interesting to see the changes.
Right. So the first thing you touched on, 8.2, just to clarify there. So 8.2 is bringing a new system to mounts specifically. It's something called mount equipment slots. Right now we know of three different items that are being given to mounts that they can slot in there. There's the saddle chute, which is exactly what it sounds like. RIP goblin gliders for everybody, because now you'll be able to deploy a parachute when you're dismounted high up in the air. So that's cool. There's also something called inflatable mount chutes, and that allows water walking for any mount.
I'm so excited about that. I think that's fabulous.
And there's comfortable rider's barding, which will just prevent you from being dazed while you're mounted. Now, Zeph alluded to, there are some people who are not thrilled about the inflatable mount chutes, because with that comes a change to the Water Strider, in that it won't natively have the ability to walk over water. Now, what's gonna happen is anybody who has the Water Strider as of the launch of 8.2, you're gonna get a free inflatable mount shoe item, which will allow your mounts to walk on water. In addition, if you choose to, you can go to the vendor where you bought your Water Strider originally, and you'll be able to buy more of that item for a greatly reduced price as an advantage of having already acquired the Water Strider. So that's great.
I don't know how I feel about it either way, because we don't have it yet. And that's something that they could change. We don't know. It's not available. So, like, I can see that, like, I can understand from player viewpoint, like, we busted our butt to get that, and then we have to, and then buy it again for all of our mounts. That seems to be, which, okay, I get it fully. All right. Player standpoint, or I'll give it to you. But guys, we're players here. We're not developers. This is a game that we enjoy. And that just because you don't like this one tiny change that they're making to a patch does not mean that you won't find something else that you'll like. So remember that. And again, it could also change. So it's not set in stone yet.
So one of the aspects of this new mount equipment system is that it's going to function similar to gems, where the items are a one-time use thing. You'll slot it into your mount equipment slot, and if you choose to switch it out at some point, it's going to destroy the previous thing. So all these items are going to be able to be made by different professions. We don't know exactly which ones, except for the comfortable Rider's Barding, so the thing that prevents you from being dazed, that's going to be made by blacksmiths.
But since we're talking about it, Erlina essentially said it right in our chat in the Discord here. Basically, Water Striders will no longer, as of right now in 8.2, be able to do their classic water striding abilities.
Right.
And if you have the, unless you have the slot in there or the thing. So,
yeah, but if you have the Water Strider, you're just going to get that item. So it's not a huge thing.
Yeah, that does seem broken to me as well, Medros. Like, I get that, but I don't know how to... Again, I'm not a programmer, so I don't know how that would... Or I'm not a developer, so I don't know how that would break what they're trying to put in. So that's where my lack of knowledge is sort of like, what's going on? You know, I would like to understand from a developer standpoint why they're doing it. I mean, maybe that might be a question we can ask for Q&A later.
I'm guessing that by the time 8.2 actually drops, because again, this is all just PTR, that at least that aspect of it, they might let keep, but maybe they won't be able to put any other things on top of water striding to that mount, for example. Like, maybe that mount has no mount equipment or something. I don't know. Like, I don't know the coding and what that would look like.
And I think that would be a fair way to approach it.
Yeah.
At least for me.
Personally, like, I don't have the water starter yet. It's been on my list of things to do. But other things keep, you know, getting added to that list that have higher priority. And then I started a podcast, so that list all got messed up. But... like, I feel bad for those who have the Water Strider, because you guys worked so hard on that and you went and got that rep, and to take it away like that feels a little silly. I'm glad they're still giving you an item to put it back on at discount, but I'm curious to know why they can't just let the Water Striders be.
But then
it would have the potential of two different mount equipment things. So it would have the water striding natively, and it would also be able to have like the saddle chute or the barding.
Right, but maybe they could make it so it can't equip any mount equipment.
Yeah,
like, maybe that's like it would explode it from the list. Yeah,
and that's certainly an option, because I mean, Talisman and Evitel did a video and they said that some of the mounts may not benefit from the mount equipment, at least if I'm understanding this correctly, because they already have other benefits. For example, the Sky Golem that allows you to...
Yep.
That allows you to gather nodes, like herbalism, and without dismounting and all that stuff. It will not benefit from any of these equipment slots. So that's a possibility.
So here's the next sort of follow-up question that I have, sort of overall, because, again... I've touched on a little bit of this. Let's say we get the Water Strider after 8.2, because not everybody played when that was current content. So, or for those of us who did that just didn't spend the time investment into getting that mount, how would that affect the prices after that?
Well, I mean, they said that the price should be, they think it'll be around 1,000 gold. They haven't, obviously that's not a final number, but each of these things is going to cost 1,000 gold. So that's something to consider too. I mean, 1,000 gold isn't a hard thing to earn, so I'm not, that's again, nothing that I'm too phased about.
Yeah, because if you do your world quest, the daily emissary, you can earn that quickly.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's not entirely off kilter to gain. Now, if it was like 5k, yeah.
Even 5k is not a lot. I mean, I just had, like, when I'm leveling up my characters.
I mean, it'll be a little bit more effort. Like, you have to make a conscious effort to go and earn it. When it's like 5, 6, 7, 8k and beyond that, then you're going to have to take some time.
I mean, either way, I'm excited. I'm excited for this thing. I'm glad to see that they're finding ways to get around this problem of the Water Strider being the default mount for a lot of people because of the ability to water walk. That being said, it's not going to be available for everybody right away. If you don't have a level 100 character, you're not going to have this mount equipment slots open up to you. Now, once you have a single level 100 character, most of your mounts from when you're level 20 and up will have that slot opened up to you.
Right, and you know, anybody that's actually actively playing, they at least have a tune at 100 or above, so that's not a problem.
I don't know, I'm not mad at the system. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to being able to use another mount other than my Water Strider when I'm leveling up, because that is definitely my default mount when I'm leveling up.
And they did say that these are just the initial equipment pieces are going to do. Ian talked in the past with the last Q&A, how when they're putting a new system out, instead of just dumping it all at once, they want to do it gradually over time, see what player feedback is, and adjust that way instead of just dumping it all at once and hoping it's okay. Like, for example, Transmog. We're soon going to get the chance of, you know, hiding a lot of other slots that we couldn't before. So I think it's going to be similar with this, where we have these first three equipments, and then depending on how we give our feedback to that, constructive feedback to that, then they'll add more and maybe some more uniqueness and stuff, which is going to be pretty cool.
I just hope that the inflatable mount boots are, like, there's a visual thing, because I'm enjoying the imagery of little rafts strapped to the feet of all my mounts.
I mean, but how would we do that for Mimron's head, though, Toasty?
Find one big inflatable raft.
I mean, I don't have them now, but you know.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
Right.
Anyway, the mount equipment thing isn't the only big thing. We've also got a whole bunch of new mounts that were unveiled. My favorite is that weird little motorcycle wheel thing.
Yeah, that's looking pretty good. There's
a crab.
You know, I think some Mecha Gnomon here is going to be really happy with that one.
Yeah, there's also an angry cat thing. The laser pointer that's used to summon a mechanical cat mount, I think.
That's awesome.
Which is just amazing.
I'm excited about the crab because I'm going to have a crab mount. And then Scuttle, my little pet crab that carries my room for me, he has his mount that's like a toy that you can like give a crab mount to your pets with this toy. So he's going to have his crab mount for 10 minutes and I'm going to have my crab mount and we're just going to kill everyone. It's going to be great.
Pirate Queen Allie at the rescue or destruction, however you want to put that.
You know, it's a toss-up because I do like the whole rob from the rich, give to the poor kind of pirating. So that's good. But if you cross me, it's going to get bad. It's going to get real bad.
I'm sure you'll be after me and my little Naifu pretty soon.
I have Naifu too, though, so it's fine.
See, but Zeph's a dragon, so you have to slay the dragons.
What else was there?
Well, I can talk about dungeon and raid content.
Yeah, sure.
So for 8.2, as we already have known, because I've talked about it before, we're going to get the Ashara raid, which is called Ashara's Eternal Palace. It's going to be a large raid. It's going to have only one underwater boss, and Queen Ashara is the final boss, which is to be expected, I guess. I don't know if it's going to be one of those things where we actually kill her, or she escapes at the end. Who knows? But for those who are concerned about the one underwater boss, it actually sounds like it's going to be great. It's not going to be one of those things where it's going to be just tons of swimming out in open water. There's going to be... It's basically like a snake eel guy that like swims in and out of holes, like along a wall or something is what it sounds like. And there'll be different platforms that you swim from platform to platform and then attack him while you're on that platform. They wanted to do an underwater boss, so you get the whole feeling of being, you know, deep in the depths of the water and stuff, but not make it a pain, like a lot of people were worried about. So I think this is a good balance, and I have good hope that this is going to be an awesome boss. So we don't know exactly when that's coming out. There's speculation that it's going to come out around July 16th, because that is basically the start of Season 3 Battle for Azeroth, which a lot of these main raids kind of usually line up with the start and end of PvP seasons. So that's a prediction as of now. Again, we don't know for sure. Which makes sense, because there's also a prediction that this patch in general will come out May 28th, since that's 77 days since 8.15 came out. Again, PTR, speculation, so we don't know for sure. But what we do know is that 8.2 is also going to have the Mechagon Mega Dungeon, which is going to be a huge dungeon, about the size of Karazhan. I think I heard some more 8 bosses. Supposedly not a lot of trash, but 8 bosses still makes it pretty massive, and it goes along with Mechagon, which is a whole other topic we can get into, because it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, I can see Frasley changing his hair and being a mechagnome and just the cutest boy on the face of Azeroth, so that's going to be a thing.
I know there is a very... while they may be short in stature, a very large gnome community that is super excited about Mechagon Dungeon and just Mechagon in general.
What I'm really enjoying, just not, this isn't necessarily the Mechagon Mega Dungeon related thing, but the whole, the amount of content with Mechagon Island.
Yeah. There's a lot more content to this than what I was expecting.
Yeah, and I'm sure what a lot of people are going to enjoy about this, they very specifically said there will be little to no time gating. Instead, it'll be driven by player discovery and grind. So, like, you could grind it all out right quick and get all the content for Mechagon.
Yeah, and in the Wowhead article, if you're wondering about flying, and they also mentioned this, 8.2, you're going to have to be revered with some new reputation, the Rust Bolt resistance and... Unshackled, which is Horde, and Encon, which is Alliance, over there in Najatar. So get on it, guys. Get your flight. Have fun.
And what's great is that you're going to be able to actually fly in Mechagon and Najatar, which in past expansions, we haven't been able to. You know, this Wowhead article talks about Mechagon being a little bit bigger than the Timeless Isle, but we couldn't fly out in Timeless Isle. We get to fly Mechagon, which I think is awesome.
And Najatar looks so pretty over there. I'm so excited.
That's going to be a good zone. There are Naga in Burning Crusade that when you kill them, they talk about Najatar. So to finally, after all these years, actually go from a lore perspective is super exciting.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, to be at their home base is going to be sort of amazing.
What else was there? Oh, just like one other thing, interesting thing that I read in the Mechagon rundown was that the quests aren't going to appear on your map like they do normally. You kind of need to explore the area and try to find all those objectives and quests. So, you know, it's going to be one of those things where if you do that content enough, you're going to know where you need to go to find what you wanting to do that day, which is kind of cool. It's encouraging exploration in a really good way. It feels organic, and if you don't find it, then you don't find it. But, like, yeah, I actually really like that. I mean, I like the concept of it anyway. Whether or not I'll like it in practice is a completely other thing. And yes, of course, there's going to be a map on, like, Wowhead and MMO Champion and all that other stuff to kind of break down where you can find all that stuff. But I don't know, I might approach this content, the Mechagon content specifically, blind, just because, like, it'll be cool to get out there and kind of just natively find all those bits of content like I did when I first started playing WoW.
Yeah, definitely. Like, it's being described as being whimsical. You know, it's Mechagons. It's fun. It's going to be silly. There's going to be... Exactly. Like, there's going to be spare parts you collect and schematics and paint for your different things you are, like, creating there. And they're basically setting up so it could be just an endless adventure. If you want to stay there and build all these things all day for days on end, because that's what you want, you're going to be able to. And it sounds like they're trying to give you enough content there so you can do that.
I'm sure by the end of the day, the Frazzly will have a sauna, tub, and swimming pool. He'll even pull over the roller coaster from the, you know, from the Dark Moon Fair, just because, you know, why not?
So a lot of these schematics and things you're going to build have names already that have been shared. And of course, they're very gnome themed names, including Experimental Adventurer Augment, Ultra Safe Transporter, Holographic Hearthstone, and Encrypted Radio Receiver. So, just fun, silly things, and I think it's going to be pretty fun.
Yeah, what I'm looking forward to the most is the Mechano Cat mount, because, you know, laser pointer.
Yes.
And you'll get that just by building up this thing called, contributing schematics to Pascal the Robot. It's a little side thing where that's one of the things you're collecting. You're collecting schematics to give to Pascal the Robot to improve him and build him up. So getting the Mechanocad mount is one of those rewards. And the other reward that I'm very interested in is that wheel mount. And that's going to be earned through the Mechagon meta achievement. So I'll be doing a lot of Mechagon stuff. So Frazzly, I'll probably run into you a lot.
Yes, we must get our cotton candy while we're there. Frazz, we need you to make popcorn for us too. Can you do that? All right. As long as you're on it, buddy. You know, 1,000 gold a day.
So this is kind of random, but I'm really excited about this. Going back to the dungeon, so it's called Operation Mechagon. It is 8 bosses, very little trash. The second half of the dungeon is basically going to be a gauntlet with, again, very little trash. But instead, there's going to be deadly events like spinning blades, conveyor belts, and flamethrowers.
That sounds amazing.
About right, yeah.
Yeah, flamethrowers right up my alley.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, so that's I'm pretty excited about that.
And of course, I mean, it's not a gnome dungeon. It looks like there's a trog bus. So, like, that sounds about right. Gnome dungeon, trogs. They go hand in hand.
We have the names. We have the names of the bosses. So there's King Gobamak, which is a trog and some kind of tower defensing. Gunker, Trixie and Namov, HK8 Aerial Oppression Unit, Tussie Tonks, Cujo, which is going to be a mechanized dog, Machinist Keep, and then the last boss is King Mechagon.
Now, do we have to say King Mechagon the same way we say Mechagon? So it's not like King Mechagon, it's King Mechagon.
It's not Mechagon, it's the Mega Dungeon part. It's Mega Dungeon! But sometimes it is nice to throw Mechagon and Mega Dungeon in there together. That's how you have to say it, Zeph. So spread the word.
I will.
Mega Dungeon!
We should get the band back together and, you know, do that.
So one of the more interesting things that's coming out of Mechagon is this trinket that's a little different than what we've encountered when it comes to trinkets. That's called the pocket-sized computational device, and it is a configurable trinket. So there are three different slots. There's a red, yellow, and blue slot, and within those slots, you'll be able to slot in different things. Looks like the yellow slot is going to be more for your stats, so you got the typical things like plus crit, plus versatility, plus mastery, plus haste, that kind of thing. The red one looks like it's just three different effects. One of them's a chance on damage or healing, you'll gain 10% haste. One of them is a non-use ability that deals an amount of damage to the targets, and it amps harmonic dematerializes damage to similar targets, so I guess it applies to different targets. And there's something called the cyclotronic blast. It's another on-use ability. It deals 21,000 damage every half second for 2.5 seconds. Sounds like that's just an AoE effect. And the blue one looks like it's just little fun things, like a supplemental oxygenation device, which increases your lung capacity by 1,000%. Take that, Forsaken. There's also the remote circuit bypasser, which you gain a remote circuit bypasser, empowering your ability to manipulate Mechagon foes. That sounds interesting. And then there's also the friend or foe identifier, which tracks nearby mechanical creatures. So if that's your thing, you want all the mechanical pets. There you go.
What I really like about this is that these slots are actually filled by punch cards. So it's a red punch card, a yellow punch card, a blue punch card, which is a total nod back to the punch cards in Nomergon. And you're going to get these punch cards by questing, reputation, and a Mechagon itself. So I love just that nod to Nomergon and everything with those punch cards.
I'm wondering when the supplemental oxygenation device is going to become useful. Because like, a lot of the things where we have to be underwater for a long time, like we just get a buff, right? Like, oh, you have water breathing now.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Like, I wonder if as part of the underwater fight, you have to manage your breath.
I don't think so.
I would like that to be a thing just because it sounds amazing. But I can also acknowledge that it would be a terrible thing.
Maybe I'm mythic. I'm curious to see what they do with that. So far, it sounds like they're finding that balance between doing an underwater boss but making it as little annoying as possible, since so many people were pushing back because so many people didn't like Vashir. So I feel like if they were to make it so you had to actually worry about your breathing, that would add to some of the annoyance of the fight. But I can see maybe on mythic that being a thing. Maybe.
That's true. I would just seeing all the drowned deaths on the Warcraft logs
as that's gonna be a lot of gnomes.
Would be amazing.
I swear it's Naifu talking through me tonight, guys.
We talked about Mechagon. We talked about the Ashara raid that I'm afraid of the name of already. One other thing that we're going to see in 8.2 is an improvement of the Heart of Azeroth system. So, as we all know, the Azerite system has been a highly, highly debated, no, contested, no. It's there's a lot of contention around that system because it wasn't the greatest implementation. There have been marked improvements that have made it better. It's still not where we would like it to be, and they did talk about, and Ian did talk about some of the changes that we're going to see in 8.2, and they talked a little bit more about this. So in 8.2, there's an improvement to the Heart of Azeroth system where we're kind of going to be reverted back to a system similar to what we saw in Legion with our artifact weapons, where we'll be able to pick different abilities and all that other stuff. And we did see a UI mock-up of that in the presentation. Now we'll have to level up the Heart of Azeroth to be able to unlock certain abilities, and you know, that's again what we saw in Legion. It's what we experienced in Legion, so that's great. There's what else was there? There was I don't want to do that. Why? There's also going to be different essences that you'll be able to find, essences of different ranks. I'm losing my train of thought here fast.
I mean, it must be all the gnomes that are floating around in your head, Toasty.
So the essences will provide different levels of customization, and you're going to be able to collect those just by doing all the various amounts of content that we're going to find in 8.2. And you'll be able to infuse them into your Heart of Azeroth using something called the Heart Forge. And that'll give you access to new abilities and bonuses. So there's a deeper level of customization depending on the essences that you find, which is really cool. I'm looking forward to these improvements to the Azerite system and seeing what we'll be able to do with it. Blizzard has come out and said that with the 8.2 PTR, which is expected next week, the entirety of the improved Heart of Azeroth system is going to be available to us. So unlike the beta period where we kind of got bits and pieces of the Azerite armor system slowly over the course of, we're going to be able to dive into that content right away and see what we can play around with and what's a viable thing and whether or not this system works. So hopefully it'll be a little bit more refined as a result of, you know, being able to be tested out fully. But yeah, we'll see where that goes. There's some interesting essences here. I'm mainly focusing on the one called the Focusing Iris. Like, I remember that thing. That's the thing the blue dragonflight were very upset about losing.
Yeah.
And now we're just shoving it in the Heart of Azeroth. That's a thing. I don't know, what did you guys think of this new system and what they put out there for us so far?
I like it. You know, I think it's a little hard to see how it's going to work until you have it and you're playing with it and settling in with it. So, I mean, it's nice that they gave us the information. So, I'm excited for it. I want to see the changes. I want to see how it feels and all that and go through it. And, you know, because right now it's just unaccessible or inaccessible to us. So, I mean, it could end up being good, or it could be janky and I would not like it, and I'll have some feedback for Blizzard. So, I hope that we can, you know, come into a happy medium there and move forward. And eventually, hopefully, save Azeroth in the long run.
What about you, Ellie? What do you think of this improved Heart of Azeroth system?
I think it's going to be good. I think they have taken our feedback, and everyone's not so constructive feedback, and they're making these changes and showing that they do actually care. They are actually listening, and I think they're going to make some great changes, and I think a lot of people are going to be pleasantly surprised by it. That's what I think.
Well, we'll have to see. So one other thing regarding the essence slots, looks like there's going to be a major slot and two minor slots that you'll unlock at various levels of leveling up your Heart of Azeroth. The first minor slot for your Heart of Azeroth is available at level 55, and the second one will be available at 65. So there's a little bit of an investment in of time when you're looking to utilize all these essences.
Yes, Frazzly, it's a human slot with two gnome-sized slots. I will make sure to, can't say that out loud. All right, moving on.
I believe we did briefly talk about Pathfinder Part 2. There's going to be three different reps that we're going to need to gain reputation for in order to unlock Pathfinder Part 2. There's one specific to each faction. So for the Alliance, we'll have to become revered with the Rust Bolt Resistance. And for the... Oh, no, wait, sorry. Rust Bolt Resistance is just for everybody. And the Ankoan and the Unshackled will have to be unlocked for the Alliance or Horde. I believe it's for the Horde, it's the Unshackled. Yeah, Horde's Unshackled, the Alliance is the Ankoan faction. So once we get that, we'll also probably have to get the exploration-related achievements for Nashadar and Mechagon, because that's just what happens with Pathfinder Part 2 achievements. And yeah, once we do all that, we'll have flying. And one other thing, what's a new thing that we're getting with Pathfinder Part 2, we're going to get a new mount from that, and that'll be the mechanical parrot mount that was data mined during the I think it was during the last PTR is when we found that mount in the PTR. So yeah, mechanical parrot mount to match the mechanical parrot pet. And I think that pretty much covers the larger 8-2 stuff. I mean, we're expecting to get more details and more of the nitty-gritty stuff when the PTR is available to us, and that should be available sometime this week. And we'll see what other goodies are in store for us. But in the meantime, we also got some classic news. Right, Seth?
Yeah, we do. And I'm actually really excited. I want to jump in and, like, try it. But this is not here yet, so we must wait just for a little bit longer. But Blizzard actually had clarified from the customer service side that they will not be transferring items in to WoW Classic. So their blue post went over all of that, and I'm sort of excited for that to, you know, just the classic to be here, because I want to give it a shot. But you know, they're basically waiting, you know, when you get the loot, you know, that whole 2-hour trade window. They wanted to clarify that. So remember, like they said in the blue post, guys, play nice, play fair. These are the players you play with. They're actually human behind the keyboard. So, be nice.
But yeah. 2-hour trade window for loot. I think that's good. Again, they're using a lot of the similar systems that were actually available during Classic, so that makes sense. They're sticking to their guns on that, which I'm sure a lot of people are appreciative of. It'll kind of hopefully encourage people to not be dicks. But, you know, we'll still probably see that, because that's just the way the world works. Yeah.
So what is up next there, Toasty Posty Can?
All right, well, I think next we're going to talk about the second sponsor of the show. So our second sponsor, as usual, are the great folks over at Audible. You can get a free audiobook download at bit.ly/ATABooks2019. That's bit.ly/ATABooks2019. Now over 200,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. It's worth noting that they've made a change to the membership for Audible, where now you'll be able to keep your credits for a whole year. I believe before there was a three month limit. It was a shorter limit regardless, where you had to spend your credits within that time. But now you have up to a full year to decide where to spend your Audible credits. Okay, 6 months. It was 6 months before. Now it's a year. Anyway, the book we're looking at today is the StarCraft novel, I, Minsk. Let's have a listen.
Knocked, said Arcturus. Knocked, said Arcturus. Didn't you hear me?
I heard you, said Valerian, nodding.
And why didn't you answer the door?
I didn't think you'd need an invitation, father, replied Valerian. You are the Emperor, aren't you? Since when does an Emperor wait on the pleasure of others?
I may be the Emperor, Valerian, but you are my son.
I am that, agreed Valerian, now that it suits you.
You are angry, said Arcturus. That's understandable, I suppose. It's only natural for people to behave irrationally over these kinds of things.
These kinds of things? Snapped Valerian, rising from his chair and hurling his glass of port into the fire. Show a bit of damned respect! The glass shattered, and the fire roared as the alcohol burned ruby red in the flames.
So once again, that was the StarCraft novel I Am Angst, written by Graham McNeil and narrated by Neil Kaplan. You can find that and over 200,000 titles over at bit.ly/JTBooks2019, and we thank Audible for sponsoring the show. All right, so our question of the week for last week was, if you could add another ride to the Darkmoon Fair, what would you add? Dahlia B says bumper cars or bumper boats for sure. Resurgence B says the SSC elevator death drop simulator. I kind of like that, actually. And Will says the haunted raid ride through a haunted house accompanied by the ghosts of raid bosses past. They almost never attack players.
I like that. That's good. The Elizabella said teacups. Frasley said, I would love one of those spider arm things. You can continue the very creepy theme and be an octopus or something. And Wookie BH said in reply to Frasley, the seven heads of Yasarj, where each of the heads is a seat, which I think that is fantastic.
And the Roadstern said, bumper cars, wee! That'd be fun. And Wookie BH said, a Graviton. Gets you a dizzy debuff that basically, you know, is like the junk debuff without the blurry vision. And, you know, me. You know, a tilt-a-whirl, you know, makes your tune throw up after you get off the ride. And it gives you the buff corn dog. And the flavor text being, I think it was the fell mustard.
Nice.
All right, so next week's question is, what other mount items would you like to see introduced? I thought about this a little bit, and personally, I would like to equip a rocket pack on some of my mounts for some of the mounts that aren't able to fly. I'd like to be able to fly with them. Imagine strapping a rocket pack to a Night Saber or a Kodo. Give me a flying Kodo Blizzard.
I mean, we already have a flying pig, so.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I wouldn't want a new mount to be added, but like just old ones to drop. So where's my invisible Lich King? Nephew is after you.
I want to see an equipment that gives us the ability to increase swim speed on our mounts.
Oh, that's a good one.
For example, my frog mount that I love so much, the majestic beast that it is, does not swim any faster underwater like you think it would. And I would love for that to actually swim underwater faster.
Oh, I like that one. That's good.
Yeah. Like, I feel like there's a lot of mounts that would be pretty awesome on. So, yes. Please and thank you.
All right. Well, I think that about wraps us up for this week. Zeph, who do you want to give a shout out to this week?
So I'm going to first say a shout out to Medros for allowing me to be on the show this evening. I, you know, feel bad for the reasoning behind it, but, you know, happy birthday and stuff. Feel better, buddy. And my other shout out is actually going to another friend of mine in another Discord, Greg. He said he was going to be sharing a story. He's actually a part of my meditation Discord. And I'm going to actually listen to that later, so hopefully I can learn something from it. So thanks, Greg, for being a wonderful example for us and a good teacher and sitting with me in meditation. I appreciate it.
I want to give a shout out to anyone who ever takes the time to show up to a chat, whether it's, for example, everyone in our chat now, or I guested on a show Saturday and a lot of people came to that chat. Actions like that are just awesome, and it adds to that feeling of community. And as a content creator, like that fuels me, and I love the interactions, and it just reminds me why we do this and that we're all just one big, you know, Blizzard family. And it makes me so happy. So just shout out to everyone in our chat,
everyone who's ever taken time to show up to anyone's chat. It's just awesome and probably means more to that podcaster or content creator or streamer or whatever it may be than you even realize.
First of all, that was great. Yes, I'll echo that, but also do my original thing, which was I'm going to shout out Desmephisto on Reddit, and I read that name and I just can't think, I can't help but think of that stupid Despacito song.
Despacito, happy birthday, Midders. There you go. Yeah. Now I'm done.
Shout out to that dude because he's leveling up every possible horde combination of a warrior. I think he has 13 left of the 42 different combinations. So, good for you, dude. If you think I like warriors, that's nothing on this dude. Man, that's an impressive amount of warriors. Also, shout out to Medros. Happy birthday, dude.
Happy birthday. Sorry
you're feeling sick.
And yes, Medros, that was 3 songs this evening. I had to put one in for you, one for Frasley, and then one for myself. So,
do you want me to sing too, Medros?
Frasley also point out that Desmephisto is also raising money for charity for ASAN and Integrate. He's raised about $2,000. So good for you, dude. Man, that's great.
Yay!
Yeah, that's awesome. And I think that about wraps us up.
Yes, and we'll see you on the other side of this horrible singing, and that she won't be here next week, and stuff.
And the avalanche just scored. Woo! If you'd like to reach us by voicemail, call 1-785-ATA-WOW-5 or 1-785-282-9695. You can send emails to show@allthingsazeroth.com. If you like what we do here, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/allthingsaz. Join our BattleNet group at bit.ly/bnetata and our Discord at bit.ly/ata discord, which is where we record every Monday night at 8 p.m. Central. You can find us on Twitter at allthingsaz, at Medros, at Fandeth, at ToastyPostyCan, at AliandersK, and at DonForge. And please check out the other shows from Dawnforge Productions, including Group Quest, Shattered Soulstone, More Than Megapixels, and Across the Hooniverse.
And that's it for our show, folks. Take care, happy hunting, and we'll see you on the other side of more playoff hockey. Because we can't get enough of it. Go Blue Jackets!
This podcast brought to you by Dawnforge Productions, copyright 2019. Get more at thedawnforge.com.